And welcome to this session, the second session of Awakening the Saint Within. My name is John Kinovia. And before we dive into it, let's just invite the Holy Spirit to guide us so that we can speak what the Lord the Father is asking us to say, and so that you can hear what He wants you to hear and learn from this session. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for this particular opportunity to speak and share about awakening the saint and how we, the people you have created in fullness of your love, can live a holy life. Send your Holy Spirit so that He can journey with us. Because we are doing this for the greater glory of your name. In Jesus Christ, we pray. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint John Paul II, pray for us. In the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Excellent. Now, when we looked at Awakening the Saint Within, we said it's about really intentionally developing and deepening a relationship with our Lord. It's lighting up the soul, lighting up the fire of God's love in our hearts so that we can share that with other people. It is just like it's hearing God's word. It's just like Jesus came to his disciples when they were sleeping and he said, wake up and pray. Those words are profoundly powerful. Wake up and pray. It is knowing that we are created in love, for love and with love, and to share that with other people, to share that with God's creation. And now with the foundation of knowing that we are created in love, unrepeatable, created to share the joy of heaven with our Father, then how can we live that call in a day-to-day basis? Again, as I mentioned in the previous video, is that after giving this talk at one of the colleges, a student rose her hand up and she asked me, John, how can we truly know that we are in the right step? How can we know we are living this call to holiness? Now, that's a great question. In other words, I paraphrased this question and I said, how can you truly know that you are living and deepening your relationship with God and with Jesus Christ every single day of your life? Because awakening the spirit within, awakening the saint within, and lighting the fire of love in our hearts, in our minds, in our bodies, is actually living the call to love. It's knowing that God has set a standard for us to be perfect just as He is perfect. Matthew 5:48 tells us. So how can you even do this? The first thing is to know, to understand, and to experience that God Himself created us. That's the foundation of knowing that we are recalled to holiness. You cannot get that foundation. You cannot envision that if we don't have the foundation. And foundation is knowing we are created in His own image and likeness. We're created in love, for love, and to share that with other people. We're created to love. Because without love, nothing else matters. So, let's say you already know that. You already believe that you are created in love, for love, and with love. So what then? And I said, there are different ways you can really develop this and deepen this relationship with our Lord to live this call to holiness. And I said, after understanding that foundation, then we also must recognize that we fall short. We fall short. We are sinners. And we acknowledge that. We take that to Jesus and we say, we are sinners. We are sinners. And we want your redemption. We want to be redeemed by your grace. Because if you say you're not a sinner, you're really lying. So I am a sinner. We are sinners. And Jesus died on the cross for us. And when you go to prayer, when you have this conversation with our Father, with God the Father, that's where we are able to empty ourselves. That's where we are able to just give ourselves fully so that God can look in our lives and he can see right through. And he can help us understand and help us walk the journey. So once you recognize and we're able to say we are sinners, we have this beautiful sacrament of penance that Jesus Christ instituted in the church, the sacrament of grace. He said, whomever the sins that you forgive are forgiven them. So we actually have this call to action. So living like a saint is actually to be more of a man of action, to be a woman of action, to be a person of action that is filled with love and grace. So when we understand that we are sinners and we go to the sacrament of penance, we allow ourselves, we allow Jesus to come in and touch our hearts and heal our life. And when you're healed at that moment, we share the fullness of God's grace. This is so beautiful. That the sacrament of penance is the one that redeems our souls. I was listening to a podcast the other day, and somebody said the sacrament of penance allows us to show the nudity of the soul. I thought that's a whole another level. I've never heard that word at all, but when I heard it and I was like imagining the nudity of the soul, I said, wow. You're just going there, laying it bare as you are. And I learned something from that. Just like from where I come from, we say when you want to go shower, you don't shower your clothes, you take your clothes off. I know. But nudity of the soul, meaning that you've got nothing left in your heart, in your soul. And God can see right through it. How powerful is that? I'm still thinking about that even today. It has been 2 weeks now. And when I go to the sacrament of penance, because I want to leave this call to holiness, I have to allow myself to be washed and washed completely. My favorite psalm is Psalms 51. We have the verse that says that create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew the right spirit within me. Wash me with a hyssop. I want to be as white. I want to be as clean. Wipe my sins away. Wash my sins away. And then we see him fulfilling that in his passion. He says he picks up all my sins and he's nailed on the cross for me. Now, if I want to live like a saint here, right now, right this moment, I'm going to have to recognize that and I have to take my cross with me and follow him. And I have to allow myself to be touched by his hand. When the priest says, I absolve you, I have to allow myself to say, oh God, this is beautiful. You're healing me right now. And we have to allow ourselves not to sin no more. So we're saying the first thing, foundation, is to recognize and appreciate and know that we're created for God and we're created for love, in love and with love. And we acknowledge we are sinners. And when we acknowledge we are sinners, we allow ourselves to be washed through the sacrament of penance. The thing we can do to really, really enrich our soul and deepen this relationship is to go for Mass, to attend the the feast where the heavens and earth meet during the Mass. Do you see how I'm going with this? We're experiencing love in every single thing that we are doing here. Because when you acknowledge you are created for love, then you must have love within you to acknowledge that. Then you must have love beyond measure to say you are a sinner, to humble yourself, to go get redeemed through the sacrament of reconciliation. And then when you go for Mass, then you give all the thanksgiving because you have been redeemed, because you have the knowledge. And when you go for Mass, you give God praise, thanks, gratitude. It's the Thanksgiving feast that you allow yourself and you allow God to come and just see the evidence in your heart. The beauty of this for me is recognizing, and it's in the understanding that when you go to the sacrament of reconciliation, the penance, God comes to you and sees the brokenness. God comes to you and sees the sins and says, I am going to wash them away for you because I created you for love and I love you and I'm not going to leave you the way you are. I give you healing. And then when you go for Mass, it is a thanksgiving, and God comes to you and sees your heart flooded with gratitude and says, oh, I love you so much. You are not broken, my son, my daughter. Your heart is filled with gratitude. And I love you the way you are. And I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless your thankful heart with abundance, joy, and love. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful experience. And then he has an ask for us. He doesn't just stop there. He doesn't just bless us and just stop there. He says, go out and share the good news. Go out and love your neighbor. Go out and take the gospel outside. Leave it. That's why we are called to share our stories. That's why we can read all these stories of the saints. Saint Gianna, Saint Teresa Lisieux, Saint Faustina. She wrote a diary of all the experience that she had. And now we have the Divine Mercy. St. John Vianney, St. Joseph, St. John Paul II, St. Mother Teresa. There's one thing that was very profound in all of them, is they lived the gospel. They lived the love of Christ. So they did not only know about Jesus, they had a relationship. They knew him and developed a relationship. And when this relationship was forming, there was an acknowledgement that we fall short of this relationship, of this standard, of this love. And that there's healing in the sacrament of penance. And then this gratitude that comes when we attend Mass. How beautiful. And then when we share, when we live the gospel by the way we live our lives. Something else that I really love is sanctifying our life and sanctifying our walk and our experiences. And I believe, I think this is a Saint Jose Maria Escriva, Opus Dei, that popularized this idea that everything that we are doing can be sanctified, can be given to God to sanctify, can be a form of prayer. So when we are living our life, doing our thing, recording this talk, giving a talk, or doing our work, daily work, we can see that daily work as part of our prayerful life. And every day before we do it, or before we pick that phone call to talk to a friend or to talk to a client or whatever work you're doing, we can say, God, I offer this conversation, I offer this work. May it be sanctified so that the souls may be saved. And my mom used to say, John, you know, and all of us, that whenever you do something with a grateful heart, whenever you're sanctifying whatever you're doing, whether it's doing dishes or sweeping the floors of the house or whatever it is that you're doing, milking the cow or whatever it is that you're doing, if you do that in a grateful heart and you sanctify that, a soul is saved. I cannot really grasp that until I really know what I'm talking about. Until I know really and I believe in my heart, in my soul, that when I do this in a grateful heart, when I sanctify my work, when I invite the Holy Spirit every single time into whatever I'm doing, and I say, Lord, take care of this. This is my suffering. Please sanctify it. I'm having pain. I sanctify that. I'm experiencing anxiety, disappointment, anything. And you give it to Jesus. And you say, for the sake of those souls that are suffering, any form of suffering, forgive them. I suffer for them. I suffer with them. I'm going to live my work. I'm going to live my life. Every single day, doing it for you. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Do we fall short? Yes, we do. I do. But this is one thing I know. That when we fall short, we acknowledge it. When we fall short, we say, I fell short. I agree. Because the call to perfection isn't for the qualified. The call to perfection is for the broken. And God qualifies them. I have always had this quote that God doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. And that's true. St. Paul was a persecutor. And he was called. Blessed Bartolo Longo. And I'm going to be ending with this. I was reading about him. And when he was growing up, he grew up Catholic. And then he went to college. And then he got swept. And he got involved in the satanic stuff. And he actually got ordained as a satanic priest, and he used to bring souls to the devil. But then he experienced his own conversion. You know, it's one thing to look at our sins and be like, I'm very unworthy. And then when you look at the saints, you're like, how did you become a saint? How did you become a blessed? You know what? It's knowing that we are not bound by our sins. We are not bound by our iniquities or by our inefficiencies and weaknesses. We're not held captive by those things. We are redeemed in Jesus Christ. We are redeemed. And when we acknowledge that one, when we acknowledge our sins and we take them to Jesus, and Jesus sees them. And then we give thanks. And then we leave the call. We are sure we'll be blessed. We're sure we'll enjoy heaven. So my friends, how can we every day leave this call to holiness? How can we every day be the people God is calling us to be? Just to recap, number one is to acknowledge every single day we are created by God in His own image and likeness. And you can even say it, you can have it hanged on your mirror. When you look at yourself in the mirror, you can say, I am created in the image and likeness of God. I am created in love for love and to give love. Number two, number three, acknowledging that we are sinners and seeking the remedy that is through the sacrament of reconciliation, the sacrament of penance. The other thing is being grateful. Being grateful. All prayers that you can give praise and thanks. You can read all the Psalms. Give thanks, God. Let the Israel say he's loving just forever. But when you go for Mass, let God see your grateful heart. And I'm emphasizing on these two things because they're very vital in as far as our faith is concerned, depending on our relationship with God is concerned. The prayer, the confession, the prayers for forgiveness, and prayers of thanksgiving. That is love. And then the last thing is to leave the call out there, sanctifying your work, sanctifying your life, sanctifying your marriage. And the outside gestures we can do that is reciting the rosary, venerating the saints, asking the Blessed Mother for our help, asking St. Joseph to chisel out so that we can be the best gift for Jesus ever. So my friend, we can achieve holiness if we can examine ourselves within those four things. And the biggest parameter is love. The biggest measure is love. How well have we loved God? How well have we loved our neighbors? I hope this is a helpful session for you. May we approach Jesus every single day by sanctifying our work, by praying, by reciting the rosaries, most importantly, by sharing his love with others. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord provide all your needs. And I hope that this talk inspires you to see Jesus in every soul that you meet, to light the fire of love in every soul that you meet. God bless you. Let us close. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Jesus, for this particular talk. Thank you for the graces and the love that we share. May this talk inspire us to live each day with gratitude. We are doing this for the greater glory of your name. Amen. In the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
I've been waiting for you. Thank you.